to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone, and welcome to what is already episode number 78 of my Living by Experience podcast. Thank you for being here with me today. Today, I want to go talk about if you're looking for a side hustle, something to do in addition to your job or to your business. The word side hustle is a little bit overrated these days. It's been thrown around a lot. And it almost feels like that if you don't have a side hustle today, you don't belong and you're missing out. And I don't want to use the word side hustle as such a hype, but I do want to emphasize that if you ask any millionaire what they're doing for a living, they typically have at least seven different income streams, seven or more in most cases. So what's the main source of your income today? It may be coming from your business. It may be coming from your full-time job, and that's fine. My point, if you want to make additional money, you should add something to your life. You should do something in addition to what you're doing today. A lot of self-help books today, if you go to the bookstore and look at any self-help book, what they recommend to follow the dream is to quit your job and start something on your own. And I think that's really irresponsible advice, because what if that dream turns into a nightmare? What if your dream maybe doesn't work out, or it doesn't work out the way you had envisioned it right away? Often the path to success is not a straight line. It's this spider web of testing different things and trying what works and trying what doesn't work. In a way, this is the motto of my blog, Living by Experience, is living the dream one at a time, but it's also experiencing what works and testing out as many different things as possible until you find the combination to that lock of additional income and of success, whatever that may be for you. And today in our fast-paced world, finding that free time for yourself to even start something is very rare, let alone the time to start a side hustle. We all understand that we must grow as individuals, but finding time to work on your personal development almost never happens. Luckily, we all have 24 hours in the day. You may wish you had a couple more, but we're all equal in that sense. We all have 24 hours to spend. And the question is, how do you spend them? Because even if you spend 8 of those hours working a full-time job somewhere and another 8 sleeping to rest up for the next day, you still have another whole 8 hours left to do with as you please. So how do you spend that free time? Do you spend it binge-watching Netflix or Amazon Prime? I mean, admit it, I enjoyed the first season of the show Goliath. The second, not so much, by the way. Nothing wrong with some mandatory relaxation and just sitting on the couch and doing nothing but watching television and let your mind rest. But if you spend your free time as screen time anyways, why do not do something a bit more productive? Why not start that side hustle, maybe? Because starting something is really easy. These days, you don't need a brick and mortar store or crippling lease agreements with landlords. With a few clicks, you can start an online side gig. If you have trouble coming up with ideas as to what you may want to do, maybe start by looking at things that you're already doing anyways, and then see if you can make a project out of that somehow. It doesn't even have to be about making money just yet. Just be open to the idea of making money. Just in case. And to get your creative juices flowing, I want to remind you of the free gift that I've been giving away for the last couple of weeks. And today, if you want my complimentary financial freedom action plan, all you got to do is send a quick text to me. You just got to text the word freedom to my number here is 1-587-800-4323. So that's 1 for Canada, and then 587-800-4323. Just put the word freedom in there and we'll send you this complimentary resource. If you'd rather request your resource online, you can do that as well. If you go to go.wilco.ca/action plan, all one word. So go.wilco.ca/action plan. And I'd be happy to send you my complimentary financial freedom action plan to get started on doing something in addition to what you're doing today. Take a look at some of those links in that PDF and the websites to help you decide what may work for you. Remember that what works on you likely will also work for you. If there is something you like out there, learn from what they have done and how you may be able to apply this to your business idea related to your passion and related to your goals and dreams. There's typically no need to reinvent the wheel. So again, have a look at that PDF resource. There's lots of ideas in there, but the list is by no means exhaustive. please share your thoughts with us. Tag me on Twitter and follow me on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/WilcoVandeKemp, I look forward to hearing from you there what your ideas are and what you're working on today. Now, in the end of the day, it's not so much about success. It's not so much about making more money. It's actually about having options. The point then isn't so much what you should be doing, but the point is that you're doing something. Having options is always a good thing. Too many employees and entrepreneurs alike, by the way, think that their income is capped at what they're making today or hoping to be making next year. But that's about as far as the horizon stretches. Have you ever asked the millionaire what they did for a living? I did. And you can actually read that full article on my blog. If you go to livingbyexperience.com and look for millionaire in the search bar there, you'll find the article where I asked the millionaire what they do for a living, and I share that full story with you there. Most people, though, have too much work to do and too little time to do it. They worry about keeping their day job. There's not enough time for a vacation or spending quality time with loved ones. I've been there and I've done that. But I didn't get the t-shirt. Instead, I signed up for every class I could my hands on to learn from the very best. And all my classes, and in particular my Financial Freedom and Millionaire Mindset class, I pass along what I've learned. Check it out, because it's about having options.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
With that, I want to do another reading from my book, The Freedom Project Happiness, because all it takes from here is for you to get started. And if you want to read along, you'll find this section on page 183. All it takes is to get started. So Dennis Waitley said that our time is one of the best to be alive. This is the first time in human history where we have the ability to gain knowledge right at our fingertips. If you want to learn a new skill, all you have to do is go online and find a reliable source. It has never been easier to start a business on virtually no investment. You can create a website today and be open for business tomorrow, or even by end of day today if you really put your mind to it. Instead of investing a lot of upfront, you can get started on a small scale and see where it'll go. Once the business starts to generate income, you can start improving and investing some of that money back into the company. Most millionaires aren't so much after material gain, but want to reinvest the money they make to grow their company or start something else. Elon Musk, who created PayPal and eBay, used most of the money he made to start a space company. When asked why he did that in a TED interview, he responded that it was the fastest way to turn a large fortune into a small one. I enjoy making money by selling the things my creativity came up with, but the majority of it goes back into either one of my companies, giving back directly or indirectly to the community as a whole. There's nothing as rewarding as giving back to the community where I live, which can either be my city or the planet, by leaving a legacy that will live beyond me. Another way to give back for me is to reinvest money into my companies, helping them grow by creating another product or revenue stream that will somehow, again, either directly or indirectly, be of benefit and service to many others. If the cash flow isn't there to support my activities, doing anything becomes a struggle, and I firmly believe there's no struggle on the path of real success. Struggle often indicates I took a wrong turn somewhere, and I'll have to adjust my path as a result. Taking the path of least resistance isn't always a bad thing. Freedom comes from being in control. And you already are in control. Whether you are employed by someone else or you're your own boss, you're in charge of your life. You can choose a new path or recommit to the path you're on and see how it can contribute to working towards your goals and vision. Even when you feel like you're not in control, you are. You have the ability to say no and take another path. You might have to say no sometimes, but not to be against anyone else, but to do something for yourself. For some, that might be a career-limiting move, but it might turn out better than expected. The response you get to your no might be different than what you'll think it'll be. State your truth positively as you see it, and share it with those around you from a contributing, constructive viewpoint. Instead of complaining about a situation you don't like, you'll start to take responsibility for your own life. Don't suppress the genius inside of you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Thank you.
Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.